الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء، وانحصرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته وردعت عظمته العقول، والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا. ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البطحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى. وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء، وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، ولولاه لصاخت الأرض بأهلها، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: من أخلص لله 40 صباحا جرت ينابيع الحكمة من قلبه على لسانه. صلوات. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. We were discussing about the Islamic comprehensive value system, the various sifatun Jamila, various appreciated attributes of the human spirituality that are part of the divine value system, which helps us to empower our soul and to make sure that the spirituality is on the straight path. And we did discuss about several attributes. I intentionally did not elaborate much, did not talk about the concept of kizb in Islam, and because inshallah in one of the upcoming speeches I would like to talk a little bit elaborately on that subject, specifically about kizb, which has a lot to talk about, and what Quranic perspective is about the concept of kizb. So we talked about in the previous lesson about the Hajj al-Mura'i, the person who performs the Hajj for the sake of Riya. Any good deed that we perform hiddenly has a lot more thawab than the good deed performed openly. So if you perform a deed hiddenly and you don't mention it to anyone after doing the good deed, then you get a high thawab, and it is written on your book of deeds that you have done it hiddenly. Because if it is written by the angels that you did it hiddenly, it has the high thawab. If we mention the good deed once after doing it, in the light of the hadith, we learn that it is erased from the book of deed. That text is erased, that this person did it hiddenly, that is erased, and they remove it with a different text which says he did it openly, just because you mention it once in front of the people. And if you mention your good deed twice, it is erased, that text which says he did it openly, that is also erased. And then what is written in the in the book of Amal, in the book of deeds, is that this person did it riya'an, for the sake of showing off. So this is the sequence of the how a person drops in the eyes of Allah from doing a good deed in a nice way to basically losing our entire sawab and reward for the good deed. So what we learn in the light of that hadith is that a mu'min is not supposed to talk about his nice deeds, his good deeds that he did for the sake of Allah. We should hide our good deeds. And if we mention it two times, it is equal to doing it for the sake of the people. In terms of the Islamic jurisprudence, your amal and action, your ibadat is not considered to be batil. Your ibadat will only be batil fiqhiyan. From the Islamic perspective of Islamic jurisprudence, it will only be batil in the case when you, if a person performs riya during the ibadat. If a person does the riya during the ibadat, it is batil. But if a person commits riya after doing the ibadat, we lose the sawab, but the ibadat is not batil. So this is, we did discuss about the concept of hajj, of mura'i, person who is showing off to the people, which is part of the prophecy in the hadith, that some people will be going on the final days. We learn in the light of the hadith that in some people will be going for hajj for showing off to the masses, you know, and some people will be going for hajj for the sake of tafreeh and pleasure trip, just like a pleasure trip or a vacation trip. So and we, last of all, our conversation ended on the concept of wasiyyat in Islam. I'm just recapping before I move forward that wasiyyat and will is another, writing the wasiyyat is another value of Islam, and a mu'min should never sleep without preparing his will. So obviously we are living here in America. We must be aware of the laws of the land. So Islamically, we write our will according to the values of Islam and make sure that it is it fits in the legal system. So no one can take away your money, and your money can be spent properly where you intend your money to be spent. So this can only happen when you are writing your will and get the will legally prepared. So in Islam, wasiyyat, it's writing a wasiyyat is something which is extremely emphasized and very important. We take care of our hukukullah and hukukun nas through that. The next value of Islamic value system is adamu nisyan al mauta. That means we don't forget our dead people. Every family has some members who passed away, isn't it right? So if you remember in the story of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam, when a servant of his shut the door in the night, and after shutting the door, this person saw that there is somebody standing inside the house. And the person asked that, Man adkhalaka dar? Who allowed you? Who let you in? And he said, Ana alladhi adkhulu ala al-muluk bighayri idhnin. I am the person who enters into the kings without permission. And Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam, from the other side, he was hearing this conversation taking place between the servant and the person. And he understood that this is Malakul Maut. Because no one else can say that statement, أَنَا الَّذِي أَدْخُلُ عَلَى الْمُلُوكِ بِغَيْرِ إِذْنٍ, I enter over the kings without permission. And then Prophet Dawood came himself and he asked Malakul Maut, the angel of death, this world that we are living in is just like a palm of the hand. How small is the palm of the hand towards a human being? This world, this planet Earth, is like the palm of a hand for the angel of death. So I can do whatever with my palm. Isn't it right? It's perfectly in my control. Nothing can miss out from me. Similarly, the planet Earth is like a palm of the hand of Malakul Maut. So it's, everything is in his control, and he can do the multitasking. He can do as many souls to take out, as many souls as Allah commands in one fraction of a second. That's his custom created job for this angel, isn't right? So Dawud Islam came and he said to Malakul Maut that Halla arsalta ilayna rasulan, if you had sent some messenger for us, that means if you had warned us ahead of time. So he's basically asking Malakul Maut that it would be better that if you had warned us before coming. And Malakul Maut said to Dawud alayhi salam, Aina abuka? Where's your father? Aina akhuka? Where's your brother? Aina jaruka? Where's your neighbor? And Dawud alayhi salam replied to all those questions, Matu, they died. Then angel of death said, those were my messengers to you. So every person in every family has some family members dying away, isn't that right? So this Islamic value system is teaching us to not to forget our dead people. One of the benefits of this great value system is that we ourselves get prepared for the death. And for a reality which the even the agnostics and atheists and those who, the you know mulhideen, those who have nothing to do with Allah and believing in Allah, even those people cannot deny the reality of death. It's an undeniable fact. So when we are all heading towards an undeniable fact, Islam says that you keep it in your minds all the time. And the hadith of Amir al-Mu'mineen wa Imam al-Muttaqeen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam says that zikrul maut jilaul qulub, remembrance of death is the means of life for the souls. Our souls become alive by remembering death. This is the lifeline of the soul, in other words. It makes your spirituality alive if you remember the death. Another hadith from him says, Man akthara dhikra al-maut radhiya min ad-dunya bil yaseer. Whoever remembers the death a lot, he is pleased with dunya with a little. Whatever little we get what is destined by Allah anyways. We are not here, we are not calling the shots. There is Allah who is supreme. He is giving the ni'mats and blessings according to His wisdoms. As much, whenever, wherever, to whomsoever His wisdom dictates. Isn't that right? That's not haphazard way of coincidental things happening. We in Islam don't believe in ittifaq. There are some people who believe in, they are qa'ilin bil ittifaq. They believe things are happening coincidentally in the planet Earth. You know, we believe nothing, even one leaf does not fall from the tree coincidentally. There is a wisdom behind it. There are winds blowing at what time, for how long, and doing what assignment. These are all Allah's divine duties and wisdoms which are behind those assignments. So basically, we are not going to get more than what is destined. When we remember the death a lot, we will be ravi and pleased with whatever less we get from the dunya. Whatever less we get, we should be ravi and pleased with that amount. Even if we are not ravi and pleased, our displeasure is not going to make us get more. Even if we get upset, our upset behavior is not going to ensure we are going to get more money. Isn't it right? Because we cannot, with our displeasure, we cannot force Allah to give us more money. Isn't it right? Isn't it right? Remember, if you remember the hadith where there was a conversation taking place between Prophet Dawood and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah said to Prophet Dawood, Ya Dawood, turidu wa urid. You want and I want. That means you want certain things to happen and I want certain things to happen. وَإِنَّمَا يَكُونَ مَا أُرِيدُ. What is going to happen is what I want. فَإِنْ أَسْلَمْتَ لِمَا أُرِيدُ كَفَيْتُكَ مَا تُرِيدُ. If you submit to what I want, I will suffice you for what you want. وَإِنْ لَمْ تُسْلِمْ لِمَا أُرِيدُ
at abduka fi ma turid. If you do not submit, wa in lam tusallim, we can read it in that way as well. Wa in lam tusallim, if you do not submit, lima urid, to what I want, at abduka fi ma turid, I am going to exhaust you for what you are wanting. Wa innama yakuna ma urid, and what is going to happen at the end of the day is what I wish. So it is a proven fact that our pleasure and displeasure is not going to alter the qada and qadar of Allah. So it is one of the responsibilities of the parents to teach their children the Islamic belief system, and also part of the belief is qada and qadar. So our children are raised in the sense that they understand what is the difference between qada and qadar and taqdeer and muqaddarat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we do not feel upset over what is going on. We don't challenge and question what is happening, and we accept it and we submit towards what Allah is doing. So whoever remembers the death a lot, he will be ravi with the whatever less he gets from this dunya. So, and the opposite is already told, even if you're not ravi, even if you are displeased, you cannot make no difference in Allah's divine unchangeable decisions and qada of Allah. Qada of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unchangeable. And also, some people end up, when we are talking about death, some people end up praying for their death. Well, praying for our death to happen at the time when Allah has decided, this is good. If you are praying for your shahadat, your martyrdom, your death fi sabilillah on the time that Allah has decided, that's very good. But if you are praying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you death before the time His wisdom dictates, then you fail to understand the concept of the justice of God. You did not understand. So look at the hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. That is from Kitab al-Amali of Shaykh al-Tusi, volume 1, where Prophet says, La tatamannal maut. That means don't wish the death. فَإِنَّكَ إِن تَكُ مُحْسِنًا تَزْدَادُ إِحْسَانًا إِلَىٰ إِحْسَانِكَ. Because if you are a good doer, you will stay in this life for a longer time. In other words, you're going to increase in your good deeds. If we stay longer, we have the tawfiq, we have the opportunity to do more of the good thing, more of the good deeds. وَإِن تَكُ مُسِيئًا فَتُؤَخَّرُ تَسْتَعْتِبْ. If you are a bad doer, and you basically, in other words, if you seek your death to happen ahead of time, then you are seeking the punishment of Allah to arrive ahead of the time. Isn't it right? So at the end, Prophet again says, فَلَا تَتَمَنَّوُ الْمَوْتِ. So don't wish the death. So in Islam, our life is part of Allah's wisdom. We are a mu'min and a disbeliever. Everyone is doing assigned tasks. There's tasks assigned by Allah. Even a particle of the soil is doing the assigned task. Even a small ant is not moving without an assigned task. لِلَّهِ جُنُودُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. For Allah belongs the armies, the soldiers of heavens and earth. Everything of the every smallest particle of the universe is a soldier of Allah. We don't understand what task they are doing. That doesn't allow us to deny or challenge. But everything is doing a task from Allah's behalf, including the kuffar, including the mushrikeen, including the munafiqeen. Isn't it right? So that's why we find you, our big urafa, they will never do the dua, oh my Lord, kill the mushrikeen. He never find that kind of dua done by, you know, the anbiya, the a'imma never do this kind of dua. You kill all the kuffar. No. He will find these duas taking place. You know, we find the duas are always
done according to the maslahat and wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why the du'as are accepted as well, because those are in sync with the maslahat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah, in one of the speeches I saw, the Islamic leader, Samahatul Wali al-Faqih, Hafazahullah, he was doing his dua and he said, Khuda sharre shun ra be khudushun bargadan. That means, oh my Lord, return their evil towards themselves. That's one of the best ways to seek the dua against the zalimeen. And Allahumma ashghali al-zalimeena bil-zalimeen. Isn't that right? So instead of some ignorant person coming up and jahil person coming up and saying, oh my Lord, kill them. Who are you to disturb Allah's wisdom? Allah, in Allah, يُؤَيِّدُ هَذَا الدِّينَ بِأَقْوَامٍ لَا خَلَاقَ لَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assists this religion with nations and people that have no khalaq. That means they have no nasib, no share on the Day of Judgment. So Allah is taking tasks from every particle of the universe, is doing assigned tasks. Let's not disturb the divine wisdom. Let's adjust our du'as according to the du'as of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. So if you remember, the commander of Muawiyah's army came to Yemen and he did his zulm and barbarism, and he killed the governor assigned by Imam Ali alayhi salam in that area. And this governor became shaheed. He was killed, he resisted, became shaheed. Then this commander of Muawiyah's army, he came into the house of the governor, and he has a small baby, a newborn baby in his house. And the governor and the commander of Muawiyah, he entered into the house, he took the baby and he grabbed the 2 feet of the baby and spread it like this. And his mother became Majnuna, pagal, crazy. Obviously, she is the mother. She sees the newborn baby doing, this zalim person doing like this. It's natural. She's a mother. So Imam Ali alayhi salam, when he found this lady who was the wife of his governor at the occasion of Hajj in Mina, in the Maidan of Mina or Arafat. So he found this woman standing there just like a mad woman. Oh my baby, just crying like that. This is natural. Imam Ali alayhi salam cursed the governor of Muawiyah by saying, Allahumma, if a jahil person like me was there, we would have said, oh my Lord, kill him. Isn't that right? This shows the jahil of the person, because we are disturbing Allah's wisdoms. There are things that Allah wants to do. So let's understand the divine wisdom before we interfere. So Imam Ali, look at his baddu'a, look at his curse. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, Allahumma atil umrahu wa azil aqlahu. Oh my Lord, give him long life and remove his aql. This is the wisdom of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. So we find that what we were discussing, don't pray for your death. That is stupidity and himaqat in Islam. If anybody is praying for his death, suicide is haram in Islam. If anybody prays for his death, this is against the Islamic divine value system. If anyone is praying the death to arrive before the divine fixed time, if you are praying for the death to arrive at the divine fixed time, that's okay. You are remembering your death. But if you are praying for the death to arrive before the divine fixed time, then this is not right. So, and we should remember those of the mu'mineen who have passed away, Ahlul Iman, who passed away, we should remember them as well. The souls never die in our belief. A human death is a transfer into a different world. That's the difference between Islam and Kufr. In Islam, we believe that life in this world is not the end of life. That's the end of life in this world. Then the life starts in another world where the souls are transferred. So the souls are never there to be killed. The souls never die. So we are transferred to the Alamul Barzakh, And on the day of judgment, when Sur of Israfil is blown, the trumpet is blown, then we will be transferred into a different world, which obviously is on the Yawm al-Hashr, on the day of resurrection. We should remember our dead people. The souls come to the house, proven by authentic hadith, لا تنسوا موتاكم في قبورهم وموتاكم يرجون إحسانكم. Don't forget your dead people, and your dead people are in the graves. موتاكم يرجون إحسانكم. They are hoping your good behavior. They are hoping that you people do good things for them. Reading Surah Al-Fatiha, reading Quran, charity, nice things. You construct a masjid, you help in some any other good cause of humanity and nobility and Islamic value system, and you send the sawab to your dead person. وَمَوْتَاكُمْ مَحْبُوسُونَ. And your dead people are basically captured. يَرْغَبُونَ فِي أَعْمَالِكُمُ الْبِرِّ. They are keen towards your good deeds. وَهُمْ لَا يَقْدِرُونَ. Whereas they are unable to do. They in the graves, when we die, we cannot add any amal. الْيَوْمَ عَمَلٌ وَلَا حِسَابٌ وَالْغَدْ حِسَابٌ بِلَا عَمَلٌ. So today is the day of action. No accountability, and tomorrow is the place of accountability and no actions. They can't do. They are not able to do and add anything into their behavior. We don't believe in tarfi' of amal. We do believe that in alam al barzakh there is tarfi' in the ilm of the person. Isn't it right? If you remember, Hafs was a sahabi and companion of Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam, and he said to Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam that I don't want to die. And when Imam asked the reason, he said, because I want to read more of my beloved surah of Quran. That means I want to stay in this dunya for a longer time, so I can read my beloved surah of Quran for a longer duration. And my beloved surah of Quran is the surah of Qul Huwallahu Ahad, Surah Al-Ikhlas. So Surah Al-Ikhlas was also the mahbub and beloved surah of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. He used to read it all the time. You know, it is recorded in the history in some of his safar and travels. All he was reading was this surah in every prayers. So we find that obviously Surah Al-Ikhlas has its own mazaya and its own specific attributes and greatness, which is not the discussion of my speech tonight. So, but what I was saying is that that's where Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam said to him, "Man mata min awliya'ina," whoever dies from our lovers, and he did not properly learn the Quran, ullima fi qabrihi, he will be taught in his grave. So we do believe there is a process of tarfi' fil ilm. That means the levels of the knowledge will be increased for those who are sincere. They will get the teaching taking place in the graves, but there is no tarfi' fil amal. There is no elevation in the actions. So the people who are mahbus and they are captured and seized in their graves, they are standing in need of our good deeds. Now that's, we find the colonialists have done, from their perspective, a very tough job against Islamic community, to create one sect among the Muslims, and this sect of Islam is saying that going to the graves is bid'at and an invention. Isn't it right? Prophet ﷺ used to visit the grave of Hazrat Hamza. Isn't it right? He visited the grave of Hazrat Hamza ﷺ, who was called Sayyid al-Shuhada by the Prophet in those days. So Ziyarat al-Qubur is mustahab in Islam, that we pay a visit and read the Ziyarat of Ahlul Qubur. But this group of people created by the colonialists, the Wahhabis, have been working hard on behalf of their bosses to put a ban on visiting the grave, because their bosses believed that if we allow the Muslim community to visit the graveyards, especially the top graves of their higher saints
like the Prophet and the Imams. These people gain energy and strength from their graves. Strength to resist against our crown. So the best thing is to invent and ask this religion, this new cult, to propagate in the Muslim masses that it is haram and bid'ah to go to the graves, so that there will be no resistance and no strength against our colonialism. So we find that in Islam, visiting the graves is mustahab and the sunnat of Rasulullah. Ihdu ila ahdu ila mawtakum as-sadaqah. Give hadiyya to your dead people. Give sadaqah as hadiyya to your dead. What dua? And dua, we should be doing sadaqat and dua. If a son forgets the father or the mother after the death, the son was very muhsin, good doer towards the walidain in their lifetime, but now walidain passed away and now the son is doing nothing for his father or mother. No dua, no sadaqah, no good deeds. There is a chance, according to Islamic Sharia, that this son who was good doer towards the parents in their lifetime, he can still become aq because he forgot his duties after the death of the parents. We can still become aq. So the duties towards the dead parents do not end. Ahdu ila mawtakum du ihda means giving the hadiyya. Hadiyya of sadaqah and dua. And also we have the hadith from Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam. Where he says, "Man zara qabra mu'minin faqara'a indahu inna anzallahu sab'a marratin ghafara Allahu lahu wa li sahib al-qabr." Whoever visits the grave of a mu'min and recites next to the grave this surah of Inna anzallahu fi laylatul qadr 7 times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives him and forgives the person in the grave. So when we visit the graves, we are supposed to read Surah Inna Anzalallah 7 times on the grave. This is about the Adamu Nisyan al-Mawta and Zikrul Mawt, the a value of Islam that we should not forget our dead people and we remember our responsibility towards those who have passed away. The next thing which I wanted to mention tonight, before we come to the end of the speech, is intizarul faraj. As you know, we are just mentioning some of the great values, as a just a refresher, so we realize when we're talking about the values what exactly we are talking about. Intizarul faraj, faraj in Arabic means opening. Intizar means waiting. Intizarul faraj means waiting for the time of opening for the walayat of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. So walayat means the hukumat. Every mu'min is supposed to be muntahir and waiting for the faraj, not for other faraj, not for opening for me as a selfish approach, but of faraj and opening for the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, for the walayatullah. That means Allah's supremacy, the divine al-adalat al-istima'iyya, the divine social justice system being installed on the planet. So justice is being served. And Allah's value system gets implemented. Islam is implemented with its justice and fairness. This is what we should be waiting for, not our personal. Abu Basir came to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and said, "Yabda Rasulullah matal faraj." When is the opening? That means, when would the time arrive that the government will reach in your hands, Ahlul Bayt? You are made by Imams by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after the Prophet. When would the time arrive that the government will return back in your hands? And obviously Imam Sadiq alayhi salam had the ilm al-ghayb. He knew what is the niyat and intention of Abu Basir. So Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said to him, "Anta mimman yuridu dunya?" That means you are one of those who want dunya. That means, in other words, why are you expecting the faraj to happen? So that you, from your personal problems and troubles and and hardships that you are facing in your life, you get relief from your personal problems. Is that the reason why you want the Faraj of Ahlul Bayt to happen? For other personal reasons? So basically, we learn that a mu'min is supposed to do the intidhar of Faraj, waiting for the opening of the walayat of Ahlul Bayt and their governance of the justice for all, for the sake of Islam, for the sake of Kalimatullah, Hiya al-Ulya, so that the word of Allah becomes supreme. That's what we should be waiting for the sake of Islam, not for the sake of our personal interests. And this phenomena of waiting is so important that the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, أَفْضَلُ أَعْمَالِ أُمَّتِي انْتِظَارُ الْفَرَجِ. Most superior of all the actions of my nation, most superior of the actions of my nation is waiting for the opening. انتظار الفرج means waiting for the opening. So when we are waiting for the opening, we are waiting for the government of justice to happen for the sake of Allah, not for the sake of my personal selfish goals, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then when this phenomena is installed in our hearts and souls and minds, then we can never side with the zalimeen. We will distance ourselves from the zalimeen. We will do bara'at from the zalimeen. We will disassociate ourselves from the zulm and zalimeen. And we will make sure that we try our best to do everything in our reach to support the awliyaullah, the beloved servants of Allah who are standing for the justice of God. So we side by the justice and we disassociate from the zulm. So Ziyad ibn Abi Salama was one of the followers of Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam, and Imam met him somewhere, and Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam said to Ziyad ibn Abi Salama, إِنَّكَ تَعْمَلُ عَمَلَ السُّلْطَانِ. You work for the government. That means the Zalim government, the Tawhud government of that time. And he said, yes, I do. So Imam alayhi salam asked him why. And there are lots of people who are working for Zalimeen, isn't it right? So Imam said why. And he gave the very common excuse, because I have a family to feed. To raise the children, my wife, my family. So that's the kind of job I found, so I just did it. In other words, so Imam alayhi salam says that لَأَنْ أُسْقَطَ مِنْ حَالِقْ فَأَتَقَطَّعُ قِطْأَةً قِطْأَةً أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ أَنْ أَطَعَ عَلَى بِسَاطِ رَجُلٍ مِنْ هَؤُلَاء. That means if I am thrown down from the rooftop and my body gets cut into pieces, that's more beloved in my eyes than to step on the carpet of one of those people. So now you can understand what is the concept of intidhar al-faraj. A person who is supporting the zulm and zalimeen for their agenda, and then he comes up and says, well, I love the awliyaullah. This is كَثِبَ مَنْ زَعَمَ مَحَبَّتَنَا وَلَمْ يَتَبَرَّأْ مِنْ عَدُوِّنَا. Someone who does not disassociate from our enemy and he claims that he loves us, he is lying. So intidhar al-faraj requires from every mu'min as a minimum to not to do anything that ends up in the benefit of the enemies of Quran. If anything of yours is serving their purpose, just like Imam Khomeini Ridwanullah Alayhi used to say, when you find the kafirs, the kuffar praising you, you must understand there's something gone wrong in your iman. Why in the world will a kafir praise you? Because you are serving his interests. That's not rocket science. You're doing something that's serving his interests. Whereas nothing of the Prophet, nothing of the Ahlul Bayt, nothing of Quran serves the purpose of the enemies of God. So we must understand the intidhar al-faraj is considered to be the most superior of all the actions. The most superior of your amal is not your prayers.
in the hadith of Rasulullah, in this hadith, the afdal, the most superior of your amal is not your fasting, not your hajj, not your khums, not your hijab. The most superior of your actions is intidar al-faraj. Al-muntazir li-amrina kal-mutashahhit bi-damihi fi sabilillah. The hadith says, whoever is waiting for our amr is just like the person who is in his blood. You know, somebody who is mutashahid, he's all over, he's drowned in his blood. So that kind of reward, we can understand, is not easy to get. You know, you cannot get that kind of reward of a mujahid who is mutashahid in his blood unless you are doing something similar to a great mujahid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us to understand and to practice the ma'arif of Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Ya Allah, 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 ya Allah. Allahumma ansur al-Islam wal muslimin wa akhdhil al-kuffara wal munafiqin. اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل المسلمين اللهم انصر واحفظ وأيد علماءنا الربانيين ومراجعنا الربانيين لا سيما الولي الفقيه قائد المسلمين اللهم انصر جيوش المسلمين وعساكر الموحدين اللهم فك عن الأسراء المسلمين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان واجعلنا من أنصاره وأشهد